أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. Welcome to all of you for the first annual Islamophobia Awards. I just want to speak briefly about some of the things that the Islamic Human Rights Commission is engaged in since its inception. Many of you are aware the Islamic Human Rights Commission is fundamentally about challenging injustice in various ways. Through our campaigns, we've been able to put pressure on governments, which has resulted in many successes, including the freeing of thousands of prisoners of faith from America to Turkey to Nigeria. Only last week, a team of our barristers went to Turkey to fight a case. We've also sent a team to Mauritius comprising legal counsel to help in the case of a Muslim in Mauritius. Our reports, which are produced painstakingly with meticulous care, are quoted extensively by the European Union and the United Nations. We have been accredited by the United Nations as a consultative body. We were the first Muslim organization to launch the first Islamophobia report and publish the only statistical figures to date. I could go on and on, but I'll leave that for the act, which is going to follow later after dinner. Needless to say, that all this work that is done often behind the scenes, that is not necessarily all in the public arena, needs support from the community. And this support comes in many ways. We get help regularly from many of our tireless volunteers, but we also need to employ people to work on our reports, on the cases that we often fight overseas or even in this country. This is a specialist area. For this, we need your financial support. This is one of the reasons we've organized this fundraising dinner. And I would encourage any of you who are interested by the end of this evening in some of the work that we're doing to visit our website and contact us if you can help us in any way whatsoever. Hopefully, by the end of this evening, we would have put the fund back into fundamentalism.